If necessity is the mother of invention, then our next guest really feels the need to turn off television. His name is Mitch Altman, and he's the inventor of the TV Be Gone. It's a device that allows you to turn off televisions in public places, and a device that stirred up a lot of controversy. His company is Cornfield Electronics. He joins us from KQED Studios in San Francisco. Mitch Altman, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Mitch, for the sake of those who don't know yet, what is the TV Be Gone?
Well, it's a very simple little device. It's a keychain with one button. If you point it at any TV and push the button, it'll turn that TV off.
And Mitch, can the TV Be Gone turn off all the TVs in a place or just one TV? What's the range? How does it work?
Well, it doesn't work on absolutely every TV, but it's got really great coverage. It has lots and lots of different power codes programmed into it, and it cycles through all of them. So if you point it at a TV, it'll turn it off rather quickly. It might take up to 70 seconds if it's a really off-brand. But if it's a wall of TVs, which is a very satisfying experience, they all turn off.
And Mitch, as the founder, the entrepreneur behind this, what did TV ever do to you?
What does it do to any of us? Certainly there are some things on TV that are worth watching, but there's so much on TV that anyone would agree is not worth watching. And it's everywhere. Everywhere we go now, there's a TV on, and my question is why? My main thing is, turning a TV on or off is a choice, and this is a fun way to get that message across.
You compare television in public spaces to secondhand smoke.
Yeah. Some people like secondhand smoke. I, for one, really don't. And, and if you're confronted with a situation like that, what choices do you have? And TV Be Gone now gives some people a little bit of power over the media in their lives.
Mitch, what initially gave you the idea here? What was the impetus for TV Be Gone?
Well, I was sitting in a restaurant with a few friends who I hadn't seen in quite a while. And we were there to see each other. There was a TV on up in the corner. It didn't even have the sound on. And yet we kept gravitating our attention over to it rather than to each other. So we ended up talking about that. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if anywhere we went, I could just turn that off and then it like, ding. That was 12 years ago. It took a while to actually get around to doing it.
When did you launch the TV Be Gone? And I understand it's now being sold in Target.
On Target's website. We're hoping they'll put them in their stores.
Okay.
Let's see. It's been very, very quick. I've been working on it for 2 years, but the sales started on October 19th, kind of out of my control because a Wired.com article came out and it blew up into instant hit. And I had to scramble to meet demand.
How have sales been?
Really, really great. In about 3 months now, it's been over 25,000 I've sold just on my website with a few on Target and Harrington catalog.
How much does it cost?
$14.99. Hmm.
And are you turning a profit at that point? Or are you starting with lower price and hoping for huge volume and then ratchet it up over time?
Well, it's making a profit because our cost is about a third that the standard, a little bit less, and I keep buying more, hoping that I'll be able to sell them because the demand still seems to be really high. Mm. I'm hoping also to get high volume in Target, and there are other places that have expressed interest as well, retail outlets.
I have to believe that you're hearing back from some of your customers, or maybe even those who are annoyed by some of your customers. What has been the general reaction?
The general reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. There's been only a handful of people who've been negative, saying something like, who are you to play God with how Americans amuse themselves or such things. And, my message really isn't to tell people what they can and can't do. So I'm not really too concerned about that. My main thing is giving people some amount of choice over the media in their lives.
How are people using the product? I mean, it sounds like it's just a recipe for spats. I mean, I see bartenders threatening customers who keep flicking off their TVs.
Well, I personally never go to a place where people are choosing to watch a TV, but I do know that a lot of people have bought TV Be Gone remote controls in order to be mischievous. And I must admit, there's a mischievous side of me as well. So if people are being distracted, I love turning off a TV, and then suddenly the room is peaceful and people's shoulders relax. It's really quite remarkable. People in general don't even notice that the TV turned off. They just notice that things are suddenly a bit more peaceful.
Our producer considers himself an apologist for television, and he's expressed interest in buying your product so he can turn televisions on in public places. We haven't really talked about that, Mitch. This device, TV Be Gone, can be TV Come On.
Yeah, it can. Like any remote control, the power button can turn a TV on or off. And this only has one button, the most important button for any TV, which is, of course, the off button. But that's also the on button. So if he wants to buy one, I'm certainly willing to sell him.
your tool possibly being misused, but maybe selling as a result.
Yeah, and even if it's, as you say, misused, it's still getting the message out there because people are consciously deciding to turn a TV on or off. And if people are choosing to do it, that's great. I'm a big fan of conscious thought myself.
True to the spirit of his work to the end, Mitch Altman joined us from member station KQED Studios in San Francisco. Mitch, thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, it's been great to be here.